The Book of Galatians, Chapter 5. For freedom Christ set us free. Stand fast, therefore, and don't be entangled again in a yoke of slavery. Look, I, Paul, say to you that if you receive circumcision, Christ will profit you nothing. Yes, I testify again to every man who receives circumcision, that he is a debtor to do the whole law. You are severed from Christ, you who would be justified by the law. You have fallen away from grace. For we through the Spirit by faith wait for the hope of righteousness. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision avails anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith working through love. You were running well. Who hindered you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion is not from him who calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. I have confidence toward you in the Lord, that you will be none otherwise minded. But he who troubles you will bear his judgment, whoever he is. But I, brothers, if I still preach circumcision, why am I still persecuted? Then the stumbling block of the cross has been done away. I would that those who unsettle you would even go beyond circumcision. For you, brothers, were called for freedom. Only do not use your freedom for an occasion to the flesh, but through love serve as slaves to one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, even in this: you will love your fellow man as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you are not consumed one of another. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the desire of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are contrary the one to the other, that you may not do the things that you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: fornication, impurity, sexual immorality, idolatry, witchcraft, enmities, strife, jealousy, wraths, factions, divisions, parties, envyings, drunkenness, revelings, and things similar to these, of which I forewarn you, even as I did forewarn you, that those who participate in such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are of Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit let us also walk. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another.